Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the show, Uplifting Communities. We are having a good special, a special program today. Well, by the way, I'm your host, author John L. Brown, and I have my co-host, Ms. Jacqueline Allen, better known as Ms. J.
Hey!
And we have a special guest in the house today is Mr. Earl Marshall, and I mean this guy here is doing some great work for his communities. And Ms. J., would you mind please taking the pleasure of bringing Mr. Marshall on, please?
Absolutely. Well, this is really great because it's right before, you know, Father's Day, so we got a super dad we're going to talk about today. So that's really awesome. He is the founder of 1,000 Men, which stands for Motivated, Empower, and Nurture, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more. And he's also a second-term councilman. He's a single dad. He's just all big old bowl of gumbo, doing a whole bunch of great things in his community. So, but before I continue to talk about how great he is, I want him to tell you a little bit about himself, and we're going to dive into some of the great things that he's doing in this community. So, Mr. Earl Marshall, tell the audience a little bit about you.
Hey, good afternoon. You know, first of all, Ms. Day and John, I want to thank y'all, man. I've listened to a couple of your shows, and you guys have had some great guests on the shows, and I'm just tremendously honored for y'all to have me on. But, you know, like I said, I'm 47 years old. I'm a single father. I have two daughters. I do have some help raising them, but those are my girls. And live in a little town called Iowa, Louisiana, right outside of Lake Charles. John, I think you know a little bit about that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what are you actually doing in the community right now? I know you're a councilman. But you also started a foundation. So before we talk about your counseling work, let's talk a little bit about your new foundation and what it represents and what moved you to create a foundation, especially with, so you know, being a single dad, you got a regular job, you're a counselor. I mean, your hands are really full. So you, for you to open your heart and start a nonprofit, you know, what moved you to do that?
Yes, ma'am. We, you know, recently in our area, we had some violent episodes pertaining to some of the youth from our area. We had two young scholars from our area that was off at college, and both of them got murdered. And it really upset me because of the fact that, you know, these kids were doing what we asked them to do. They were out there trying to better themselves at school, and they were murdered. And we, as a community, really didn't, it didn't seem like enough was being done. And so I wanted to kind of step up and do something. And the first thing that came to my mind was that I wanted to have a rally or a march. I thought about Minister Farrakhan's Million Man March, and I figured if I could get 1,000 men together to march, you know, it would make a good statement. And that's really what motivated me to start this, to start reaching out to people.
Wow.
Really,
yes,
nice.
I love it. Yes, I love it. And another thing, too, I wanted to ask you, what are you with this Million Man, I mean, not Million Man, March, sorry about that, the 1,000 Men Club. okay, what are you guys really trying to accomplish?
Well, you know, John, the thing that about this is that I've tried several youth organizations in the past. The problem is that I've always tried them pretty much on my own, but this time I'm reaching out for help. So what we are doing, and first of all, I want to say, you know, thanks to all of the guys that have been helping me, because I've been getting tremendous amount of input. And really what we are focusing on is just the youth of our communities and anything that we can do to help them be a little bit more successful. Our purpose that we have stated is to either find or to create opportunities to help the youth be more successful. A lot of times you see programs going on within the area, and the problem is that not a lot of people know about them. And so
right. We
one of the first things we want to do is find all of these programs that's available for the youth, for these kids, and make sure that they know about it. And then if we uncover a need of something that's not, there's no program for it, then we want to create that program or help create that program.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's powerful. That's a, you know, I mean, that is really, really powerful. Man, I just take my hat off to you, you know, because we need more Earl Marshals in the communities throughout the United States. You know, someone that go, you know, that go make that difference, because I can see this difference has been made. I can actually see it. I've seen a couple of your videos that you guys be doing on, you know, the Facebook. And, I mean, that's powerful, man. It's people, you know, that's really got you back, you know. And you guys is really doing it. Y'all actually doing it. And that's great.
Yes, sir, yeah.
No, I love it.
I'm getting a lot of help, man.
Yeah, that is great. Now, once you get started, you know, you have one thing in mind that you're gonna work toward with this thousand men club.
Well, you know, one of the things that we have discussed, the fact that you know, we don't want to focus too broad to begin with. We kind of want to narrow ourselves to begin with. One of the things that came to me to start with was a dealing with some of the older youth was a job interview training. And I get this. I know my daughter's going to listen to this, and I hope she don't get too upset with me. But this came from my oldest daughter. I took her to a place for her to apply for a job, and she met with the manager. And, you know, it opened my eyes, because when the man shook her hand, you know, she barely shook his hand. The whole time they was talking, she never looked at him in the eye. Nothing that you would expect, you know.
Right.
And, needless to say, she didn't get the job. But, you know, the more I thought about it, I was sitting there trying to figure out what is going on with her. But the more I thought about it, she didn't know what to do, because I had never talked to her about it.
Right.
And the second interview that she went on after we had the conversation on how to act, obviously she got that job. And so I think that we need to focus on, you know, how we're training the young folks and making sure that they have the knowledge that they need to be successful, because they're not born with it. So somebody has to teach them.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, you mean you hit it dead on the nose. That is so great and powerful, because definitely, and not only the young people, the older people, you know, also, like you said, you know, a lot of them, you know, they never got that training. How to go look for a job, you know? So that is great within itself, with right there, you know, with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And yes,
some
indeed.
Some of the things that we want to do with that is, you know, call in some of the representatives from some of the companies that actually does the interview, you know, for their companies, so that they can be in like a forum setting to answer any questions and, you know, kind of tell
awesome.
What they expect, what they look for.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really awesome.
Yeah, you know, I really like that, because I think when we was you know when the show first came on about almost a year ago, about 11 months ago. Well, next month going to be our anniversary. It's going to be a year that we've been on air. And but we was talking, me and Ms. J was talking about the same thing, you know, about the some of the organizations in the community. Now, they're very good organizations, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's what you're talking about right now. They need them type of organizations in the communities, because the majority of the organizations out there, what they do, they give food. You know, they have a few groups towards, you know, with people coming out of jail, and then they have a few speakers. But what I'm talking about, you know, stuff is, you know, something about life, you know,
right.
To help these kids, these young people go out there and show them what to, you know, give them hands-on experience on how to go look for a job, how to dress for a job, how to act at a interview, you know, because a lot of people, they'll go sit down, you know, in the interview and slump in their chair. Nobody, you know, I mean, it's ways. You got to show them techniques for them to get that job. And that's very important, really. That is really very important, you know.
Yeah.
So I commend you guys for doing that, you know.
Yeah.
And was that Ms. Jane?
I said it's teaching them life lessons, things they have to use in everyday life. You know, a lot of times we want to give our kids so much, but we forget to give them the basics. And what
That's
he's
right.
doing is giving
Very
them
well
the basics, you know, because we want them to be the best this. We want them to go to college. We want them to not do this. All this other stuff, we fill their head with so much. And a lot of times we honestly forget just the basics, manners. You know, someone shake your hand, you shake their hand back. You just don't stand there and look. I watched a young man do that the other day. Gentleman helped him, and he reached out to shake his hand. The young guy just gave him a nod. You know, and to the young man, that may not have been disrespectful, because that's his way of showing respect. But for a businessman, that's disrespectful. You know, it's a lot of little things that they do in their world that they don't realize when they get to the next level in life, there's some changes that need to be made.
Right, right. And another thing that I'm so, you know, proud of you, Mr. Marshall, is that, you know, you're a city councilman. Also, you raise two children. You're raising two girls. You know, and you still find the time, you know, to try to help out in your community. That's amazing. I mean, that
is
really
amazing.
That's amazing, you know.
That's real amazing.
You know, you know,
teenagers. Trust me.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
And how old is your girls?
My oldest is 18, and the youngest is 14.
Oh, God bless you, man. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's all right. Yeah, we got a real dad on the air tonight. Yes, we do. You know, and you know, like it must make me like what make me so proud of that is because I was a single parent myself as a male. I raised my son. I had him since he was 12 years old, actually 11, and. He came stay with me, and I put him through high school. He didn't finish college, but he had some college. And right now, he's doing okay. Never been to jail, you know, because I stayed on him, you know. But,
right.
You know, I really do admire men that take care of their children, man, you know. And you
yes,
finding
sir.
All this time to do what you're doing to help other kids and stuff, you know, that's great. But one thing I found out, any have a child don't have a father, you know, living in a home or, you know, or a mother, we are all children's father as men. You know,
yeah.
We got to help all kids, man. You know, and that's what you're doing. That is great. That's great. I love
yeah.
it.
Those of us that choose to step up, and that's what we're doing. As a matter of fact, I've been asked about the fact that, you know, it's only men. be inclusive to women. And, you know, I felt that this organization is for men because, you know, the not trying to be stereotypical or anything, but, you know, the man is traditionally the head of the household, the head of the community or whatever. And, you know, mm-hmm. as the man goes, so does the community. So I feel that it's time for all of the men to step up and do what's right and take care of our community.
And I'm glad it's a man organization. The reason why I say that is because, girl, women do a whole bunch. And,
that's right.
And not saying that men are not. But what I'm saying is that we all know that women do a whole bunch. And I'm so glad to see a black man, you know, care about their kids. You know, and it's
right.
another, you know, there's a couple other organizations out there that are focused on the boys. Because if we lose our men, we lose our, you know, we're going to lose a lot. And we have
That's
lost
right.
so many men and so many boys, and we cannot afford to be a race without men.
That's right.
And quality
that's right.
men.
That's right. I'm glad you say
that. I mean, I commend anyone that step up and do that because we need these boys to become men and men that we can be proud of. You know, not just, you know, Joe Blow with his, you know, sagging, talking all that smack or whatever. We need some boys to be proud of. And I see it more and more. I see more Facebook stuff of positive things that young men are doing. And people are opening school, brothers are opening school for younger brothers. To me, that's major because it's our responsibility. It's not Hillary Clinton's. It's not Donald Trump's. It's not nobody's but ours.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take care of all
that's
our
right. You know, talking about, you know, more men's doing positive things for their community. I remember when we first came on air and we had, I forgot the name of the guest, but anyway, we was talking about what they was doing in the communities. And I
mm-hmm.
was telling them about, you know, what I see that's little small things.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be done, like showing these young children how to tie a tie, get them all in a room, you know, and show them how to tie a tie. That's so important, you know, because, so one day I was on Facebook and scrolling down Facebook and I saw these brothers. They had a group of young boys. In a room. I don't know if it was at a church or what, but it was in a room, and there was
it's a gentleman's club for boys.
Yeah, and they was showing them how to tie a tie.
Yeah.
You know, and those kids were so interested, man. I mean, it was like they was enjoying that. You know, little things like that. You know, that makes a difference in our community. Then I saw I was on one site that I was on because I'm on several sites, and I saw these brothers, you know, taking these young boys. They was all dressed up in their sport coat or they suit. They had the ties on. They was walking down the mall. And the reaction you saw with other people looking at about these 10 black young men dressed, shoes shine, and they turning around and looking at them, the power. And I say, wow. That's when I knew right there. I said, yeah, it's some work being done in the communities. They got some people out there really, really trying to make a difference. Like yourself, Mr. Marshall.
And you know that was well said. You know what you just said, because we as black men, we don't realize how powerful of a statement we can make just by showing up, you know, and being present. Like you said, how, you know, the reaction that those guys got. But just by us showing up and being present, we don't realize how much of impact statement that we make. Especially for younger kids, that they look for us to help them. I also spent some time substituting in some of these elementary schools, and it's amazing how You know, when I first got in there as a substitute, these kids, you know, they think they're going to just run over you or whatever. But as soon as I make them realize, you know, hey, I'm not the one. I'm here to help you, and you're going to listen to what I say. And as soon as they realize that, you know, at the end of the day, they want to hug me and stuff like that. So it's all about being positive and letting the kids know that you're there for them and that you care about them. And you'd be surprised, you know, how easily they'll go along with what you say.
Absolutely. Being involved in a community, what do you see the major problem in the communities?
Well, to be honest with you, I think the major problem is the lack of involvement. I think that we have become, I don't know if I should use the word complacent, but I think that we've become a little complacent, in which we are kind of focusing on outside help to help us instead of us helping ourselves. We've gotten away from that. I'm not an old guy, but I remember, you know, hearing the stories about how things went down in the 60s and everything, and that's when communities rose up and helped each other. They call a meeting at the church, and they had people. You had to stand outside because you couldn't get in, because they were focusing on each other. And nowadays, I think that we tend to focus on ourselves more than we do on each other. So I think the biggest problem facing our communities is just the lack of involvement.
Wow,
yes,
that is powerful. It remind me of what Ms. J said. Several shows back, when you were saying, Ms. J, about doing the communities, if the neighbor needs their utility bills paid, well, the neighbor got together and gave the dollar party.
Yep. Everybody collect, put a dollar in the rent parties. People always make sure each person ate. You know, I don't know, anybody watched the show, movie called Lackawanna Blues, I always bring it up with the city, but Lackawanna is really a really city in New York. And that community back in the day, like you said, the 60s, they were strong. They had all the black businesses. It was just, a strong community. And they did exactly like you said. As time got, new generation came, they wanted to get out the neighborhood, everybody moved away, and the city, the little town, the little area dissolved. But the it's about that community. I mean, they fed, they would take plates down to Miss So-and-so house, make sure she eat, make sure Mr. So-and-so got this. We don't do that anymore. You know,
right.
You know, I got mine, you get yours. Pretty much.
That's true. Unfortunately,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Do you think that the churches should play a little bit more active role? I know there's a lot of churches, you know, in the communities throughout the United States are doing the best they can. But do you think that more churches should start doing a little bit more active roles or what?
I think that we all should, John. And, you know, I want to include the churches in that. I don't want to belittle anybody, but, you know, it's almost – and this is speaking from the community standpoint, it almost seems like the churches open their doors and expect people to come instead of reaching out. And I'm not speaking collectively. I'm just speaking on, you know, the way that it feels to the community, because we as a community have slowly but surely gotten away from the church. And it doesn't always mean for religious reasons, because the church hasn't always been a religious, you know, strictly religious in our community. Like we said, the church has been a place to have meetings. The church has been a place to serve food to people that can't have it. Mm-hmm. If they've been a place to help out in the community, not just for religious reasons. And so I think that we need to get back to that, but it's not just the church. It's the individuals as well. So, you know, we, like I said, we've just gotten away from some of the things that made us successful collectively as a community, and that's one of the things that we want to do, and we want to start it, you know, start with the youth so that they'll know how they're supposed to handle themselves, how they're supposed to act, and most importantly, what they are supposed to expect out of themselves and others so that they can be a little bit more successful.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And, you know, and you're a role model. You know, because you raised, you know, your girls, you know, by being a single parent, you know, and I'm quite sure you had to make sure that they go to church, make sure that their hair was combed, make sure that, you know, everything. Like, I mean, that, man, you know, that is great. That is great. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say. You know,
I had it easy, John, because I have two good parents, and they helped me out a lot, you know, as well, so.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah, that's good. That is really good that you had parents, you know, in your life that helped you, you know, with your girls. You know, like me, I did have a sister, you know, who helped me with my son, because sometimes, you know, like if I wanted to go somewhere or something like that, well, then, you know, I can send him to her house, you know, and also if I feel as though he needed a mother's touch to get on him about something, well, then I can always call and tell her, say, could you talk to him about this, you know.
Yeah, that village support is very important.
That's right. You know, it's so
really,
I understand.
You can't do it alone.
You can't.
That's right.
Nobody
that's
can.
Right. You know, and but I really appreciate what you guys are doing, because we definitely need that in the communities, not only in your hometown, but throughout the United States. And hopefully, that you guys, you know, the 1,000 men, you know, can make a big impact, you know, in your community, where you at, and then other people can follow suit. You know, you guys can be the role model for the rest of the states throughout the, you know, for the rest of the communities throughout the United States.
Yes, sir.
You know, definitely. You know, I mean, and it's definitely possible, you know, because they got a lot of work. It's been doing in the communities, but we still need more. And what the agenda that you guys have and what you're talking about, hey, that's definitely needed. That's definitely needed.
Absolutely. It's commendable as well. You know, because you're single dad and you got a regular, you work, you're counseling as well. And, you know, I mean, you're putting yourself out there, and that's just it's really a lot. Just when you think about it, it's just a lot, because everything has its own needs, you know, and you got to do with so many different needs. So, I mean, it's really commendable that you even find time to just say, I'm going to do this, because it has to be done. And that's really commendable.
Okay. All right, then with that said, we got a minute and 30 seconds left before the show is over with, and we're going to let Ms. J close us out.
Well, first of all, thank you everybody who called in and listened today, listened online or on telephone. Thank you very much. And Mr. Earl Marshall, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm going to post your information so that anybody can reach out to you if they like. And
okay.
It was really a pleasure. And, John, if you want to say something and give Earl the last thought, you go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Marsha, I really appreciate you accepting this interview. And you was great. And I'm quite sure that a lot of people that's listening in got some really good information. And I'm going to let you have the last word.
Okay, yeah, I just want to thank everybody that's been helping me get this organization going so far. I really want to let them know how much I appreciate them. And I want to also encourage everybody within the Lake Charles area to get involved, to see what they can do to help us out. Like I said, this is not for me. This is not for any other individual. It's all about the youth, and it's time for us to step up and make a difference.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, I really appreciate you again, Mr. Marshall. I really appreciate you. You know, with that said, I'm going to tell everybody good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.